All right, I'm coming in hot with a prediction. I think FBI Director Kash Patel will be the next person to be let go by Donald Trump after his slew of firings of mainly women thus far over the past 60 days. We've seen Lori Chavez, Dreamer, Pam Bondi, and Kristi Noem all let go in quick succession, but I think Keystone Kash is the next to go, and this interview only supports that. I mean, the first reason why is because Keystone Kash is actually rather a good name. I bet you there's a moment where Trump was like, damn it, they actually got a really good nickname for him. But second of all, because every single time shit hits the fan or actually gets serious, like in a post-Charlie Kirk assassination, or after some other tragic events, or after this shooting, Kash Patel doesn't really show proactive leadership or initiative. I made a whole video last night. It was a separate video covering how during the event, his girlfriend was found in a back room holding hands with another guy, and he was basically looking like kind of frozen, not really knowing what to do in multiple situations. Now, while I was making that video, Kash Patel was gearing up for this new Fox News hit where he gets grilled on live TV over the shooting. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like below. I'm finally back in Chicago after a few days in DC. I, of course, did not go to the dinner. I was not at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but I was at new media events, you know, making sure that I was working throughout the day. And then I would go to a few events at night to go network with the likes of David Pakman or Brian Tyler Cohen. I met Mehdi Hasan, making sure that we're all, you know, on the same page, like-minded individuals pushing for a better country, a better future, and a better America. So these types of networking events are very valuable. Make sure you subscribe below if you want to follow the journey. Let's start off with Kash Patel practically begging to keep his job. Look how he started this interview. It's very embarrassing.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. First and foremost, I want to remind your audience of President Trump's leadership, literally courage under fire that evening at the press conference to announce to the world and be as transparent as possible. He's assembled the greatest law enforcement team that I've ever seen. And between myself and Mark Maine Mullen and the interagency in the White House, we are prepared to tackle this investigation as we've done since it started.
Okay, that is a desperate attempt to keep his job. And he tried to lump himself in with the greatest law enforcement task force in history. Dude, just because you call Trump a leader doesn't mean he's not going to throw you under the bus right when it's convenient for him. Dasha Burns from Politico says a top White House official told her that Kash Patel is likely the next cabinet-level official to go. Quote, it's only a matter of time, the official, who was granted anonymity, said. There are several reasons, the official said, but top among them is a number of negative stories centered on Patel is, quote, not a good look for the cabinet secretary, and Trump is fed up with the level of distraction. Speaking of Trump, I want to show you this clip of him denying the fact that he fell over in a very old man way when being carried out by Secret Service. Remember, they get him to the ground at first, and then as he's walking out, he very clearly falls over. It's so obvious. He's walking, and he trips. He trips right there and brings everyone to the ground. Now, he gets asked about this, and the dude denies the fact that he tripped. Are we serious here?
Zen. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, and then 20 seconds to get you out. It looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. What was happening?
Well, what happened is it was a little bit me. I wanted to see what was happening, and I wasn't making it that easy for him. I wanted to see what was going on. And by that time, we started to realize maybe it was a bad problem, different kind of a problem, bad one, and different than what would be normal noise from a ballroom, which you hear all the time. And I was surrounded by great people, and I probably made them act a little bit more slow. I said, wait a minute, let me see, wait a minute. So, you know, I'm telling guys.
Just at that moment where it looks like you go sort of down with the service, well, you were telling them to wait?
Well, I know what happened is then I started walking with them. I started walking. And they said, please go down on the floor. So I went down, and First Lady went down also. But we were asked to go down by the agents as I was walking. In other words,
I was standing up,
pretty much. I was standing up.
All right, pause. Let's go to the source video for one moment, and I want to show you exactly what happens because it is the opposite of what Trump describes. There's actually a moment in which he falls down, and they have to pick him back up by his armpits like he's a kid or a very, very old, frail man, which he is. Let me mute this clip so I can just talk over for a second. J.D. Vance gets pulled off by Secret Service. That part is normal. That's business as usual. Then Secret Service comes over, and they do tell Donald Trump to get down on the ground. Also, Normal. That's protocol. He got down behind the table. That is expected. But then what they do is they tell him to stand up and walk backstage. He stands up. They begin carrying him by his arms. Watch. He's standing up. He's walking. He's meant to be walking. They're holding under his arm right now. And then he trips and goes down. He trips and goes down in a rather brutal fashion. But rather than crawling on the ground, he gets picked back up by Secret Service. Watch. They pick him back up by his arms and get him standing again. If he were meant to be on the ground and crawling, why would they pick him back up like an old man? That fall looked pretty brutal, and I swear, if Biden had done anything like this, right-wing media would have been covering it for months and months and months. There was a moment where Biden was like on the beach and he like tripped on the sand a little bit and looked the wrong way, and that was the right-wing news cycle for maybe 6 months to a year. Trump gets picked back up, which quite literally proves that he is lying here.
He wanted you almost to crawl.
I was standing up, pretty much. I was standing up, and
why is she not pushing back?
Then turned around the opposite direction and started pretty much walking out, pretty tall, a little bent over because I, you know, I'm not looking to be standing too tall. And, but I was walking out. It was pretty, about halfway there, and they said, please go down to the floor, please go down to the floor. So I dropped to the floor, so did the First Lady.
What was your...
Just not true. That is just not how it happened whatsoever. We've seen the video. I want to continue with Kash Patel for one moment, because during the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting, Kash Patel's girlfriend was spotted holding the hand of another man. It's also worth pointing out, Patel was explicitly excluded from the shooter's manifesto hit list of administration officials, and it said not including Mr. Patel. Anchors on Fox News were actually giving some pushback, asking how this could have happened. They were detailing how the Secret Service had set up a perimeter to basically stop an army from getting in. They could have fought any army, but they didn't realize that the person who was doing this had checked into the hotel like a day or two prior. Take a listen.
Jason Pack in the Wall Street Journal today, former FBI agent, offered this. They said that the Secret Service built a perimeter to stop an army, but they were beat by a room key. Because a guy checked in the day before, and he wasn't part of, shouldn't have been part of the whole event. What do you say to that?
Again, it's one of those details that we will provide to you extensively in relation to where he was staying, what was found inside where he was staying, and any other materials that were collected to include laptops and cell phones. But this was a matter that needs to be heavily scrutinized because it almost took the lives of dozens, if not hundreds of people, but for the quick reaction of our law enforcement. And we're going to be...
This guy just doesn't have it. He doesn't have what it takes to be in a leadership role where he's overseeing tens of thousands of people. I think like 38,000 people work under him, gaining intelligence, gathering intelligence. You need to have some initiative, some leadership. It's not that you have to be like great on TV. I'm not Trump and that I want that. I don't care about that. But I don't see the level of mature, steady-handed leadership or thoroughness, rather, that you'd want to see from an FBI director after a situation like this, right?
We're going to be talking about how we improve the security, not just for this event, but for all events going forward.
Yeah, I'm guessing the guy who's going to replace you very, very soon will be talking about that. Fox News actually continues to push back and grill Keystone Kash.
So, Kash, can you go into the profile of this person? I know you can't talk about the investigation, but was he on the Fed's radar before? Did y'all see the postings that he was making, that he was trying to come to the hotel? And is it true that there was an alert put out with a description of him, but he wasn't detected in the hotel?
So those are all things that the Bureau and our partners have been looking at. As to the Bureau, we have what's called a BAU.
I don't believe a single thing this guy or the administration says. I want to be very clear. Kash Patel will lie through his teeth moment after moment after moment. You guys know where I stand about the actual shooting itself. I don't think Kash Patel or Trump, I don't think they're competent enough to stage something like this. There were like 2,000 journalists in that space, including Wolf Blitzer, who was right there. There were many, many decades-long journalists. None of them are saying that this was staged. It was just a crazy dude who was a lone gunman who didn't even get close. He didn't even get to the bottom floor where they were. He just ran through a hallway and got tackled. But that being said, this administration will use this opportunity to try to push for whatever they want, the ballroom. They'll try to lie. A lot of people think that this was all staged to fight for the ballroom, but no. I think this really happened, and Trump was so opportunistic that he now is pushing harder for the ballroom, which is even more despicable, in my opinion.
Behavioral analysis unit. It's been made famous from past historical investigations. And those folks have been working all weekend. I received a full briefing yesterday morning from our BAU unit. What that does is not necessarily provide direct evidence to be utilized in court, but it examines what we have collected so far, to include emails, social media postings, witness interviews, interviews with people, family, friends, and neighbors, so we can
I just don't find, I don't believe him. I don't find him convincing.
We make the presentment in court, and that's what we're going through right now and in the process of finalizing, and shortly we'll see that presentment in court.
So is any of that true that he mentioned? Is any of that?
Yeah, because, Cass, you're talking about the behavior analysis of him. I'm not talking about the, I'm saying, was there a profile put out? Yeah. Was he known? Was there chatter about him before it? I'm not his mind during the act, before it.
Yeah, all those questions will be answered in the complaint, the criminal complaint that's being presented. I just can't get ahead of my partners at the Department of Justice, and especially can't get ahead of the federal magistrate that it's being presented to. But we have answered all those questions, and that's what we've been
working. They don't call him Keystone Cash for nothing. They do not call him Keystone Cash for nothing. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. We'll see if Cash Patel is the next one to go. I think he is very likely to be, but it's obviously subject to change. Cash Patel will likely be fired at some point over the next few months. That I would bet money on, but I'm not going to, because I'm not one of those insider trading freaks that Cash Patel even runs cover for. I love you all, and peace out.